This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, July 5th, A.D. 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Muslim terrorists have taken evil to a whole new level in Mozambique, the southeastern African country bordered by the Indian Ocean to the east, Tanzania to the north, and Zambia to the northwest, reports International Christian Concern. According to Fionn Shiner, the press officer for the Aid to the Church in Need, quote, boys are being abducted to be forced into becoming child soldiers. The boys are brainwashed into becoming terrorists, the worst kind. Girls are forced to become child brides. They are raped and subjected to all manner of sexual abuse. The terrorists put the girls under considerable pressure to convert to Islam, end quote. Since 2017, there have been over 1,300 civilian deaths caused by Islamic extremism in the north of Mozambique. No wonder Open Doors has determined it is the 45th worst country in the world for the persecution of Christians. Matthew 18, verse 6 says, "If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea." Remember Canadian pastor Timothy Stevens of Fairview Baptist Church? He was the third pastor arrested in Calgary, Alberta in mid-May for daring to hold in-person worship services in violation of tyrannical COVID-19 restrictions. After spending 2 nights in jail in mid-May, Pastor Stevens was rearrested and re-imprisoned on Monday, June 14th. We have a special link to the video of the arrest showing him being hauled away by the Calgary police as his 8 children and his wife weep in the driveway of their Calgary home. Listen.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, guys.
Pastor Stevens is seen reaching through the bars of the police cruiser to touch hands with his horrified children before being taken away. Good news, though. The Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms is pleased to announce that Pastor Stevens was released from jail last Friday, reports LifeSiteNews.com. The Justice Center also confirms that Fairview Baptist Church in Calgary and Grace Life Church near Edmonton have been unchained and released from government seizure and were returned to their congregations July 1st. Friday was a devastating day for religious liberty in the United States of America, reports Alliance Defending Freedom. The Supreme Court declined to hear the case of Baronelle Stutzman, the owner of Arlene's Flowers, letting stand a lower court ruling that had ordered the 76-year-old grandmother to participate in a faux homosexual wedding ceremony. The Supreme Court, in effect, said that sodomite rights trump the rights of Christian business owners. The Human Rights Campaign, a radical anti-Christian hate group, celebrated the decision. The homosexual activist Alfonso David said, quote, "The Supreme Court has once again said that critical non-discrimination laws protecting LGBTQ people are legally enforceable and has set a strong and definitive precedent. We need to double down on our efforts to pass the Equality Act," end quote. The mainstream media, along with radical homosexual activists, portrayed this sweet, church-going grandmother, Baronelle Stutzman, as a homophobic monster. But it was all a lie, reports Christian radio host Todd Starnes. In reality, she had gladly served many homosexual customers, but when it came to homosexual faux weddings, she drew a hard line. Now, there's growing concern that Justices Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett may in fact be cut from the same judicial cloth as Chief Justice John Roberts, liberals disguised as conservatives. Marking the 6th anniversary of the Supreme Court Obergefell v. Hodges decision, which declared homosexual faux marriage a constitutional right, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the lead Democrat, said in a statement that state legislatures have recently passed a, quote, wave of hateful legislation, end quote, relating to so-called, quote, transgender children, end quote, reports CNSNews.com. Of course, the San Francisco leftist is referring to the laws that prohibit minors from getting puberty-blocking drugs, which can leave them sterile for a lifetime. Pelosi refers to such common-sense legislation as, quote, barriers and bigotry, end quote. Proverbs 18, verse 2 describes Pelosi to a T. Fools find no pleasure in understanding, but delight in airing their own opinions. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee had some advice for anyone connected with former President Donald Trump who might be investigated. Identify as Hunter Biden, President Joe Biden's reprobate son. Listen to his comment from Fox's Hannity program from last Thursday.
I do have a strategy that I would suggest that everyone in the Trump orbit use. Anytime you're investigated, simply say, I identify as Hunter Biden. Because if you can do that, you'll never be investigated. Nobody will ever lay a finger on you. Nobody will care what you can do. You can do things in broad daylight. And the FBI and everybody will turn a blind eye and let it go. So just take the simple advice, identify as Hunter Biden. You're home free.
Up until 2020, Disney World in Orlando, Florida, issued this announcement preceding their nightly fireworks show at the Magic Kingdom. Listen.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dreamers of all ages. In just a few minutes, the Magic Kingdom invites you to enjoy our nighttime spectacular, Happily Ever After.
Now that Disney has resumed the nightly fireworks, which were paused during the COVID-19 pandemic, they have thrown out their previous affirmation of the two God-ordained genders. Listen.
Good evening, dreamers of all ages. In just a few minutes, the Magic Kingdom invites you to enjoy our nighttime spectacular, Happily Ever After.
Walt Disney would not be pleased with such foolishness. Genesis 1 verse 27 says, So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God he created them. Male and female he created them. Joni Siegfer in Albany, Oregon, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com. She said, quote, Our family listens to The Worldview in 5 minutes every day. Our two children, Emma, who is 15, and Riley, who is 11, are homeschooled, and they love to listen to what is happening around the world. We also appreciate that you use scripture to point to a biblical worldview. Emma has used your articles for her current events assignments for her history class a few times. It's a trusted place for her to get real, authentic news. We heard about the newscast and the Generations podcast from a new attendee at our church about 6 months ago. Since then, I have been sharing it with friends and family. The Lord has you here for such a time. End quote. And finally, to help keep The Worldview on the air, we need to raise $65,000 by this Friday, July 9th. Four new Worldview listeners stepped up to the plate. We're grateful to God for Robin in Wellington, Florida, who gave $25, Amy in Lahaina, Hawaii, who gave $50, Archelin in Valley Center, California, who gave $150, and Jason and Emily in Cumberland, Iowa, who gave $250. Those four gifts add up to $475. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. $49,963. In order to hit our final goal of $65,000 by this Friday, July 9th, we need to raise $15,037. That means I need to find 25 Worldview listeners who will pledge $25 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300, and another 12 listeners who will pledge $50 per month for 12 months for a gift of $600. In fact, the next two listeners who pledge $50 per month will be matched dollar for dollar by a generous couple in Minnesota. Just go to theworldview.com, click on Give, select the dollar amount, and select the recurring button if that's your wish. What would the Lord have you do? And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. on this Monday, July 5th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.